We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fire forces evacuation of an Augusta nursing home. We've got the story.
Plans for a Tyson chicken plant in Kansas remain on hold. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A cold front is sweeping across Wichita and south central Kansas this morning, but changes are on the way for Thanksgiving. We'll talk about what that means if you're traveling coming up.
Tyson Foods says its plans for a chicken plant in Kansas are on hold while it moves forward with its Tennessee project.
The Springdale, Arkansas-based company announced Monday it would build a $300 million chicken production complex in Tennessee. That's expected to create more than 1,500 jobs when it begins operation in 2019. A Tyson spokesman said Monday the company has still interest in Kansas and will continue to consider potential sites in the state for expansion. Tyson withdrew their support amid public opposition over a plant in Tonganoxie. The company then began looking elsewhere, and officials in Sedgwick and Cloud County, as well as Coffeyville, then pursued the project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A fire forced the evacuation of the Homestead Assisted Living Center in Augusta Monday. A sprinkler went off and contained the fire. 30 residents were evacuated by staff for about an hour before they were allowed to return to the facility. KSNU spoke with Augusta Department of Public Safety Major Ray Marbot.
The building was evacuated by the staff, which did an excellent job on getting them out and getting the shelter.
There were no injuries. Authorities determined that the fire began as a grass fire outside the facility. Police are looking for a masked gunman who robbed a Jimmy John's restaurant near 21st Street North and Mays Road in West Wichita.
When officers arrived, they made contact with a 22-year-old male employee who reported an unknown suspect had entered the business, brandished a firearm, and pointed it at employees. The suspect demanded money, and money was taken by the suspect, who then fled the business.
Officer Charlie Davidson says about $1,600 was taken. Suspect is a white, heavy-set male in his 30s. The Kansas Department of Labor pegged the Wichita area unemployment rate at 3.4% in October, down from 4% in September, and below the statewide jobless rate of 3.6%. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
And we're not finished yet. I mean, we know that there are some jobs in the pipeline that we're working on right now that's going to drive that employment rate even lower.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. One airman is dead, another injured after an Air Force training jet crash.
The crash happened about 14 miles northwest of Laughlin Air Force Base near the Amistad Reservoir on the Texas-Mexico border late Monday afternoon. One airman died at the scene. The other rushed to Valverde Regional Medical Center in Del Rio, Texas. 47th Flying Training Wing Vice Commander Colonel Michelle Pryor says, quote, "When a tragedy like this occurs, every member of the U.S. Armed Forces feels it." A T-38 Talon is a twin-engine, high-altitude supersonic jet trainer used to prepare pilots for frontline fighter and bomber aircraft. It has an exceptional safety record, according to the Air Force. The T-38 has a crew of two, a student and an instructor. It's unclear which survived the accident. Identities have not been announced, pending notification of family. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The White House has been promising to get its tax cut plan signed into law before Christmas. But Fox's Allison Barber reports the hurdles are mounting for the plan.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to take the bill to the Senate floor after Thanksgiving. The question is, can he find the votes to actually pass it? Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee passed their version of tax reform late last week. Every Democrat on the committee voted against it, and right now there are quite a few skeptical Republicans. The main concern is a provision that repeals Obamacare's individual mandate. It's a provision the Senate bill has. The version passed in the House did not touch it. The White House now seems unsure about keeping it.
Some fiscal conservatives are also saying they're worried about how much the cuts may add to the national debt. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got the Shocker men and women were in action yesterday. We'll tell you how they did coming up in sports.
CBS Morning News show host Charlie Rose apologizes for behavior with women. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. CBS Morning Show host Charlie Rose says he's deeply embarrassed and apologizes for his behavior. The Washington Post reports 8 women who worked with Rose accused the 75-year-old of groping them, walking naked in front of them, and telling one that he dreamed about her swimming nude. CBS has suspended Rose, and PBS has halted distribution of his nightly interview show. A Heisman Football Trophy favorite will not start next weekend as punishment for his behavior.
After lewd behavior during last Saturday's win over Kansas, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield will start next Saturday on the bench.
A big deal to him, I know, especially and for our team, because of the kind of leader he is, and this is the last time that he gets to do it on Owen Field. He also will not start this game, but he will play.
Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley, they're announcing the punishment for Mayfield. This after Mayfield taunted fans at Kansas University for their team's poor performance. The Heisman candidate did apologize shortly after the game. Now, this isn't the first time Mayfield has found himself in trouble, arrested for public intoxication during the offseason, but receiving no suspension or benching for that arrest. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
South Carolina's first execution in more than 6 years will not go forward as planned.
Bobby Wayne Stone was scheduled to die December 1st for the 1996 murder of a sheriff's deputy, but South Carolina's supply of pentobarbital expired 4 years ago, and Governor Henry McMaster says they can't get more.
The reason we don't have the drugs, despite efforts, intense efforts to get them, is because the companies that make them, the distributors who distribute them, and the pharmacists who may have to compound them, don't want to be identified.
McMaster wants lawmakers to break the stalemate by passing a shield bill to keep the providers of execution drugs secret. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, continue avoiding Harry and McLean. One person seriously injured in a traffic accident there. Just continue to avoid that intersection. We've also got a stalled out vehicle southbound I-135. It is at 37th Street North, up there by the North Junction. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover thickened up overnight across south central Kansas. We expect a cold front to move through and a clearing sky this afternoon. Our high 56. Winds will shift to the northeast behind the front, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be much colder. Our low 23. Sunny 48 for the high Wednesday. We're back in the upper 60s on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. We have a north wind at 13 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Coming up on 8:11 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Yesterday's high temperature 64, normal high for the date 54. And again, as you just heard there, just heads up on that, kind of repeating the forecast a little bit. Tonight, getting down to 23. So plan accordingly.
Yeah, it'll get a little cold.
Man. So how long have you been married? Queen Elizabeth and her husband Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, celebrated their platinum wedding anniversary at a special party at Windsor Castle, surrounded by their children and grandchildren. Their platinum wedding anniversary. They got married 70 years ago at Westminster Abbey.
Wow. Mm.
Earlier, the Queen presented the Duke with a rare honor as an anniversary present. A touching gesture seen as her recognition of the devotion Philip has shown through the decades, supporting her publicly and privately. She appointed Philip a Knight Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order. Philip is 96 years old. Apparently that is a big honor. And he probably gets a medal that he can wear on his business suit there.
Wonder if anybody just calls him Phil.
Could be. The Queen? Queen, maybe.
Maybe the Queen.
Yeah. Or the Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing? That sounds good. Yeah. An atheist group is suing to stop an annual blessing of the animals at a New Jersey shelter. American Atheists, Inc.,
all right.
Inc. Incorporated, claims in a federal lawsuit the Bergen County Animal Shelter's blessing of the animals by a Roman Catholic priest violates the First and Fourth Amendments.
Hmm.
The shelter is run by the county's Department of Health Services and receives money from the state. So because of that, and the old thing about separation of church and state, which, by the way, I agree with, but there are sometimes when it gets taken a little too far,
yeah,
in my estimation. This could be one of them. A rare poster for the 1931 horror film Dracula sold for $525,800 at auction.
Wow.
Dallas-based Heritage Auction says that seems to be the highest amount a movie poster has garnered at auction. Heritage says the poster, which features the image of actor Bela Lugosi as Dracula, is one of only two known to be left of that particular version, just two of them. It was put up for sale by the family of longtime cinematographer and photographer George J. Mitchell Jr., who owned it since the 1950s.
Yeah.
His son says his dad loved horror films and had childhood memories of seeing Dracula when it was released. Bela Lugosi as Dracula. That goes way back. That's the old
the 1930s, wasn't it?
Yeah. And when they first came out in the movies, the story of Dracula, which has been done again and again and again and again, because, you know,
well, yeah,
everybody seems to be fascinated by it.
But those early ones, yeah.
Yeah, well.
I'm actually kind of surprised any of those posters still exist.
Just two of them surviving. So.
Wow.
$500,000 there. All right, 814, Stephen Ted. One of our news stories this morning involving City Manager Bob Layton saying he's going to talk to the police chief about cutting back on the use of cameras to write traffic tickets. It's primarily in the Old Town area.
Right.
We did a poll on this, Stephen Ted poll, about 3-1.
Yeah.
Wasn't it saying that, you know, we don't like this. It's too much of an intrusion on people's privacy. My feeling is that I don't have any problem with it. If you're down there and you're behaving properly, everything will be okay, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
don't break the law.
We have a place down there that is, over the past few years, has been very, very, very essential to this community in the Old Town and now the Delano areas. These places with their restaurants and the ambiance, and they're just such popular places.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that they're safe for every human being that goes down there, no matter what time of day or night.
Yeah.
They've gone so far as to put a mini police station in down there in Old Town.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're on camera when you're down there. We pretty much feel like you're on camera everywhere you go, right?
You ought to just think that these days.
Yeah.
Everybody carries one in their pocket.
I know that sounds on the surface, sounds like a big intrusion of privacy, but I'm not sure there's such a thing as
privacy anymore.
Anymore at all.
Yeah. And as far as giving out tickets is concerned, I draw the line at automation, and these weren't automated tickets. These were human beings watching these cameras.
And then going and writing them.
Well, and not only writing them, no, they wouldn't write them. They would tell the officers in the area,
to
hey,
go and do it.
This car did this, go pull them over.
Yeah,
so there wasn't any automation. I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about this Tyson Chicken Processing Plant, that deal is not over with. Our story today is saying that they're going ahead with the Tennessee project similar. But Kansas is not off the Tyson radar screen. That could still be done here in Sedgwick County or one of the other two locations. So it's not completely over with. And another big story that I find disheartening, I guess. Maybe not. I'm not sure I'm surprised by any of this. Charlie Rose, who's been in CBS for a long, long time, and he does their morning show on TV, as now he's apologizing, saying, you know, he's fessed up. There's 8 women who've come out saying this guy has behaved like a pervert in the past. And, you know, he says, well, I'm sorry.
With all these allegations out there, I don't think I'm surprised any
no,
time
I don't,
any
you know,
of
who's
come
next?
Up anymore.
It's like another one bites the dust. Who's next on this thing?
Right.
I did just notice, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I was watching a little bit of the network TV coverage. And I don't know which network it was. We got Fox up now. I don't know who we had then. But I noticed that in their TV coverage, they selected for Charlie Rose some of the most unflattering photos I've ever seen. I mean, in every one of them, he looks like he's drunk. He looks like his eyes are half open, and he's He looks like he's leering, you know.
They found the worst
the
photos.
Worst ones they could possibly find to illustrate Charlie Rose. But, you know, people say, well, he asked for it. He shouldn't misbehave like that. You know, the one or two times that I've actually been, well, maybe once, twice that I've been interviewed on TV. One of them I remember, I said afterwards, I'm never going to do a local TV interview again. It was about some feature thing. But they come up and they focus right on your face. And it's like they want to look up your nose.
Oh, yeah.
The close-up shot that is so unflattering to every human being. And the guys who operate the cameras, you know, the camera guys in local TV, they love to do that. I don't know what it is. I guess they think that's really cool. Hey, look at that blemish, you know, back there in the control room. But anyway.
Well, I imagine HD television probably isn't a friend of me. I know
well,
that.
I know. So. I'm not very photogenic to begin with.
Right.
Could you please back up a little bit? I'll look better. All right. Just a little personal thing there. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. And it's sports time. Jad Chambers is going to tell us about Shocker basketball. We had a really great game in Hawaii last night. I'll tell you what, I was listening on the radio last evening. I gave up on them.
Yeah.
I gave up on them in the second half.
Well, for maybe all but about 12 minutes, it wasn't really that great of a game.
Oh.
Wichita State came out cold at the Maui Invitational. Got behind early. They went into the locker room, trailing California by 9. Shockers turned it up. Yeah, at some point in the second half, they decided they needed to get it done.
Yeah.
You heard it over on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Haynes Jones, left side of the floor. Brown, mid lane, Morris spins around. Lee got bumped by Lithian and a foul.
Yeah.
Shaquille Morris gets the roll. Lee fouls out of the game and a chance for a three-point play that can cut it to 2 here.
That was kind of a turning point right there.
Shaq.
Yeah, really helped out. Shaq Morris was big in that comeback. He, on the night, had 25 points. Landry Shamet added 23. Number 6, Wichita State. They beat California 92-82. It didn't seem like that easy of a victory, though.
Oh, Shocks, they were down, what, 18 at one point?
Oh, they were down by quite a bit at one point, yeah. So the Shocks earned a spot in today's semifinals against Marquette. Pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this afternoon on 103.7 KEYN. The Wichita State women, they gave a really good challenge to the number 12 team in the nation, the Lady Volunteers in Tennessee last night. You heard that game on right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve Strain with the call.
Thompson into the paint, Tompkins. Angie spins in the paint, shoots, scores, count with a foul. And a three-point opportunity for Angie. If she can knock this one down, we've got a tie game. 2:35 left.
The Shockers at halftime only trailed by 1 in this game. In the fourth quarter of the game, they matched the Vols with 20 points apiece. It was about a 10-minute segment of that game where the Lady Vols outscored the Shockers 9-18. That was about the difference there. The Lady Vols win it 68-56. So a loss for the Shockers, who still haven't picked up a win on this season, but they looked pretty good against the number 12 team in the nation.
That's Tennessee.
That's Tennessee.
Yeah.
So
keep that in mind.
It really, you really have to. They looked pretty good in that outing. Next up for the Wichita State women, the UNM Thanksgiving Classic tournament. Shockers taking on host New Mexico. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Wildcats got a win last night. It was a pretty routine win for the K-State men's basketball team. An 80-58 win over Northern Arizona. It was part of the home or campus schedule of the Las Vegas Invitational. Now the actual Las Vegas part of that tournament begins. They play Arizona State on Thursday. So a win for the Wildcats last night. The number 3 or number 4, depending on which poll you look at, KU men hosting Texas Southern tonight. It's their first on-campus game of the Hoop Hall Miami Invitational. Pre-game start at that one at 6 o'clock. That's tonight over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And tonight right here on KNSS, it's Butler Grizzly basketball. It's the Grizzlies hosting Cowley. Pre-game start at 7:15. Dennis Higgins with the call. And that is sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
All right, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The president, the basketball players, and the tweets. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.